This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wildflowers, wild horses.
6:08. Well, it all came to an end for NC State this weekend. I apologize. All you Wolfpack fans still crying the blues, but what a year. Nothing to be ashamed of there. One of the greatest stories in all of NCAA tournament history, really. Thanks to NC State. The championship game is tonight. It's UConn and Purdue, 9:20. It airs on TBS, TNT, and True TV. All those are owned by Warner Brothers. It'll also be on CBS. There's a co-deal with all them to carry it worth like $8.8 billion is what they paid.
Wow. And speaking of championship round, it's our champion dip round announcement today on the Ranch Roundup. Very excited. There it is. I love that noise, Dale.
Thanks. So Foodie Four was John Brown's Country Store against Ronnie's at Little Creek Diner against Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar.
That's right. And if we're recapping from last week, Little Creek was quite literally whooping up on Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar, and John Brown's Country Store was doing the same to Ronnie's Restaurant in Madison. We did allow a little in-person voting Friday night. I tried to tell y'all that it wasn't going to be some crazy turnout of votes out there to make that much of a difference, but it was kind of fun to add to it. Y'all Stokes County folks take things seriously about ranch.
And by the way, those of you who were involved in it got lots of extra exposure because we did that.
Yeah. So I would say that the numbers did not change the whoopings we saw happening at the end of the week, but we don't know what happened after the rest of the weekend, and we won't know until 7:25 today.
7:25. All the info.
See who pulled out all the stops to try to win.
Who is going to be the champion dip round? We're going to find out in just a little over an hour. This guy got himself arrested over the weekend.
Good job, pal.
We'll talk about it later, too. It's Wasted on You.
I don't always wake up in the morning.
Solar eclipse.
This unprecedented solar eclipse is no cause for alarm.
It definitely was a solar eclipse.
Solar eclipse.
Solar eclipse.
The upcoming solar eclipse.
This is a big deal.
Catch a glimpse of the rare solar eclipse.
All right. Eclipse tips. Eclipse tips.
Thank you, Dale.
You're
welcome. That's perfect. So the Forsyth County Sheriff's Office decided to post up some warnings and reminders, but also I have some tips for you, too. And I hate that we have to say this, but apparently it's because things happen, because people are too distracted by the eclipse. So, of course, during the eclipse today, please avoid parking on public roadways to view the eclipse. Wear proper eye protection. Sunglasses are not sufficient.
No.
Or make a punch projector. I got more coming on that later.
Okay.
You can dial 911 during emergency. Don't look directly at the sun without the eye protection. Don't park on highways or exit ramps for everyone's safety. Don't drive while wearing your solar eclipse glasses.
True, you have to tell people, I'm sorry.
And don't look at the sun through camera or binoculars without eye protection. Now, some of the things that help is, like I said, there's a couple ways you can view this. And if you don't have those glasses, which I know if you order them off Amazon, be careful. They say some of those are not proper eyewear for this.
Like many things you buy from Amazon, some of that.
And I don't want to spoil where I know there are some glasses because I'm scared I won't have a chance to go get me a pair
okay,
before.
Well, don't share. Don't
I'm not. But some places are. Maybe check your local library. I don't know. But you can make a pinhole projector. Poke a hole through some paper, hold it up, view the light on the sidewalk. Boom. Posha strainer. It does the same thing where you take the tiny holes of a colander and they make a great projector. You just kind of like hold it up to the sun, let it pass through, and the little dots of light are projected onto the ground, and you'll see the crescents from the eclipse. They say the shadows under trees, like Dale, you go walking a lot. So if you were walking today on the trail, you'd be able to see the shadows under the trees where the leaves will make the little projectors and you'd see the crescent moons.
Well, I'll be out there today.
Keep an eye on your ground around then. There's also Ritz crackers or saltine crackers can be used for the same thing. Anything with tiny holes will project the crescent.
And you can eat those afterwards.
You can. You can have cheese and crackers. You can make little crescent cheese bites.
Gosh, that all sounds
good. And cheese and crackers. So the partial eclipse starts around 2. It peaks around 3:15 locally. We'll start seeing it around 3:11 p.m. locally. And it'll all be over by 4:30. So from
and
what
that
I,
doesn't mean you can see it better if you're driving on 3:11.
Right. No, it does not. Does not. And also some... It says a reminder in our area, it will not get dark. We only have a partial eclipse. You won't notice any difference if you didn't know it was happening. So at 3:11, it's going to look just like the regular daytime.
On top of everything else, it's going to be cloudy.
But with the cool tricks I just shared or the special glasses, you will be able to see it right there around 3:11. So if you're out and about and you see a bunch of people out in parking lots and everything else looking up, that's what they got going on.
Okay.
I remember this happened a couple years ago when I was just about to graduate from college. And I remember here did like a viewing party. They bought everybody the glasses here. They did a viewing party because I was an intern. And I remember getting the email.
2017, I think, was the last eclipse.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool. I mean, you know, if you're at work, it's a good way to get out of work for just a few minutes, too.
Yeah, so true.
But yeah, after 7:25 this morning, I'll show you how to make a solar eclipse viewer, too.
All right. Hey, Czar, I don't have to be me till Monday.
I got me a brand new car.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. There's that wolf howling. Well, some concert tickets to give to you this week. And since it's Monday and it's early, we're going to make it easy for you. And we're just going to take a caller. And what caller is that going to be?
16.
Caller 16 at 799-WOLF. Caller 16 at 799-WOLF gets tickets to see...
Parker McCollum. He's playing the White Oak Amphitheater the 19th, I believe, here in Greensboro.
Parker McCollum Show. Tickets for you right now, 799-WOLF. We'll just be waiting right here for you to call. That's what we do. We get paid for that. Pretty good gig, actually.
Yeah.
Wish you paid a little better.
Amen.
799-WOLF. Come on, we're waiting for you.
Well, I've been on the right.
Three, two, one.
Are you ready?
Three.
Today's top
one.
Three.
Go.
Let's get right into it, starting off with number one on today's top three. And I am saving the best for last today. There's a grand opening coming up on Wednesday, April 17th. It's the Dive Bar in Winston-Salem. Now, we've talked about the Dive Bar before. They have multiple locations. One of their newer ones, I believe, was just in High Point. It's basically a 21-plus arcade experience. They have billiards, basketball, pinball, darts, arcade games like Guitar Hero and Jet Pong. So, tons of stuff. And I know that other locations do allow children until like 8 or 9 p.m. I don't know about this new location or not. I imagine they follow suit, but... It doesn't say anywhere yet, but the grand opening event is at 5 p.m. on the 17th, and you can RSVP for free on their website to attend. You're automatically entered in door prizes for merchandise and gift cards, and it says everyone can enjoy a drink at Dive Bar. They have various alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages, and their kitchen operates Thursday through Saturday, 8 p.m. to close, where they'll have pizza, taco bites, pretzels, and more. And that's on Burke Street in Winston-Salem. So it's Dive Bar if you're interested in checking into that a little bit more.
Free plug.
Number two on today's top three, it's free sandwich month for Arby's. And what does that mean? If you're sleeping on Arby's, now's the time for you to go and check them out. Because I don't know why people hate on Arby's. It's probably one of the best fast food chains. in my opinion.
I love it.
Right. We have no qualms with it. Yeah. So anyways, it's free sandwich month.
Love the 5 for $10 when they have that.
Yes. You can get one free sandwich, wrap, or gyro, hero, whatever called.
With, whatever you call it.
Yeah. With any purchase every week, so that's Monday to Sunday in April. So that means that it's true. Like, they mean what they say it comes with any purchase. You can literally grab any of the sandwiches or wraps or gyros with the purchase of, like, a curly fry or an apple turnover or a drink.
And that's a hell of a deal.
It is. And no sandwich is off limits if you want to score the weekly deal. The only thing that sucks is, of course, you have to do, like, the Arby's Rewards account or through the Arby's app. Or the website for pickup in store, but I believe that still works with drive through too. And like I said, once a week in April, so you can have 4 sandwiches by the end of the month.
Yummy.
Yes. Number 3 on today's top 3. I've been waiting to talk about this since I woke up and saw the news this morning. But last night around 10:53 p.m. exactly, Morgan Wallen was arrested in Nashville. He threw a chair from the top of Chief's Bar. That's Eric Church's new bar that just opened up. And as his luck would have it, when he threw it off the side, it of course landed 3 feet away from 3 officers below on the ground.
Mm.
A real check your surroundings kind of vibe there. You should have done that before you threw the chair.
What's the charge?
So, okay, I'm getting there. They knew it was Wallen immediately because they spoke to the security guard who said it was him responsible for it. They even reviewed the security footage. They saw Wallen lunge forward while throwing an object from the 6th-story rooftop. And you can see it flying from the top of the building. And there were some witnesses that said they were standing right in front of Morgan Wallen when they saw him pick up the chair before throwing it and then laughing. So they arrested him, charged him with 3 counts of reckless endangerment, 1 for each officer who was near the chair, and 1 for danger to the general public. He was also charged with disorderly conduct. No word on his release. He probably bailed right out, I'm sure. But I do have a few things that I wanted to add to this moment here. And the internet never fails me, but he threw a chair off this bar. Also, someone said, couldn't leave them Broadway chairs alone. I'm screaming, Dale. I wish I could laugh louder because...
You can't.
I know. Someone said, doesn't even look like him in the back of the cop car because, you know, he's like, I can see me sitting in the back of a cop car banging my head on the window. I mean, he just lent himself to all this with all his songs.
He's living his song lyrics.
Someone thinks that him and Eric Church are going to collaborate again and write a song about this.
Well, they may, but you know what happened, man? He probably was plowed and just partying hard and, oh, it'd be funny to throw the chair.
I have personally been drunk as a skunk, and I don't find dumb stuff like that funny. So I don't understand how you're in public as Morgan Wallen, drunk as a skunk, and you're like, I'm going to throw this chair off the roof, maybe kill somebody down below. I don't know, but let's do it, boy.
It's 6 stories down.
I mean, like, good God, buddy. Come on now.
Yeah.
You a daddy on top of everything.
Chill.
Get your mind right, pal. I thought we did all this with the last album. What's the deal?
You ain't 18 celebrating being 18 anymore.
But I also can't hate on him because, I mean, like, this is like the history of good country music from good country boys. I mean, look at Merle.
Well,
look at all of them.
Well, Merle,
reckless.
Merle was your basic robber. He went to jail for robbery. This guy is just having a hard time growing up. It's a lot when you're that young, having all this going on.
Oh, yeah.
But he's going to have to get a handle on it because, first of all, I'm glad nobody was hurt because that was dangerous. A chair from 6 stories, that could kill somebody.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you literally could have killed somebody. And thank God it didn't hit one of those officers, buddy, because then...
They could add assault to a police officer on that. They really wanted to do it. Could have been a mess.
I threw a chair off this bar. I think that's the next version of it, for sure.
Chair tossing.
It's a with new Morgan
thing.
Wallen.
It's a new thing he's come up with. Jason Aldean, Girl Like You Now on the Wake Up With a Wolf show.
Love how you close your eyes when I pull you out of girl.
All right, 7 o'clock. Actually, it's a minute after. Talk about the CMT awards from the weekend. No real surprises in my mind, anyway. I think I correctly predicted a great majority of these. Here are your winners. Harley Pierce, collaborative video with Chris Stapleton. Breakthrough female video, Ashley Cook, Your Place. Breakthrough male video, Warren Ziders, Pretty Little Poison. June Carter Cash Humanitarian Award went to Trisha Yearwood. CMT Performance of the Year, Jelly Roll, Need a Favor. Duo or Group of the Year, shocker, Dan and Shay, Save Me the Trouble. Male Video of the Year, Jelly Roll, Need a Favor. Female Video of the Year, Lainey Wilson, Watermelon Moonshine, another surprise.
Was there any point anybody else ever even showing up?
No. And the big award at CMT Music Video Awards is the Video of the Year Award, which was won by Jelly Roll or Need a Favor.
Gosh, I wonder how it feels to be Luke Combs, be completely snuffed out of everything now that Jelly Roll's around. It's another big bearded man in country radio, and you get the boot, buddy.
What's the next big thing? It's always that's particularly with CMT. So anyway, congratulations to Jelly Roll. Big sweep, really. He got all the big awards last night.
He shed a few tears. I watched him. His wife also got to work backstage, which I thought was cool. She was a helpful. She was a correspondent for CMT this weekend.
New teeth look good, too, Jelly.
They do. Yeah. I didn't realize anything was wrong with the old teeth, but,
but
you know.
The new ones look good.
They do.
All right, here you go. Here's the Video of the Year song. Jelly Roll, Need a Favor on the Wolf.
I only talk to God when I need a favor.
People are gearing up for the total solar eclipse.
This unprecedented solar eclipse is no cause for alarm.
It definitely was a solar eclipse.
The upcoming solar eclipse.
This is a big deal.
Catch a glimpse of the rare solar eclipse.
It's so sad, thank you, Dale. So sadly, I have to give you warnings before I give you tips.
Okay.
Because this is the world in which we live.
Beauty.
You should avoid parking on public roadways to view the eclipse. This includes like highways or exit ramps. Do this for everyone's safety. Please wear proper eye protection. Sunglasses are not sufficient, or you can make a punch projector, and I do have a DIY coming up for that. Only dial 911 during an emergency. I don't know why they have to add that, but apparently they do. Don't look directly at the sun without proper eye protection. Don't drive while wearing your solar eclipse glasses. Please. Oh my God. And don't try to look through the sun. Look at the sun through a camera or binoculars without eye protection. And basically, there are some easy ways to look at the sun so you don't hurt your eyes, especially if you don't have the eclipse glasses, because a lot of places are selling them and they're not right. Like Amazon, supposedly they're not like the quality ones and you could still hurt your eyes. And so there is a couple local places that have them. I don't know, maybe check your local library. Sorry, your local library. And if you want to make your own, here's what you need to do. You can make a pinhole projector, a classic one, by poking a hole through a paper, holding it up and with the light on it through a sidewalk, you can see the crescent shape. Same thing with a pasta strainer. The tiny holes of the colander make a good projector. You hold it up, let the sun pass through, and look at the little dots of light projected onto the ground, and there will be crescents. Shadows under the trees, Dale, when you go walking today, if it's around that time, and you're walking under the trees, look through the shadows because the leaves also make little projectors and you'll see crescent moons. And then another cool one is the Ritz or like saltine crackers. Anything with tiny holes like that will project the crescent.
No,
I'll
be using those so I can eat them.
Yes, yeah. Make sure you just make it a whole theme and make a little snack tray of like crescent shaped snacks like cheese to go on those crackers.
An eclipse charcuterie.
God, yeah. So anyways, if you want to know, okay, when is it happening for us? Now, the partial solar eclipse starts around 2. It peaks locally, I think, exactly 3:11, but they're saying 3:15-ish. 3:11, though, as I think that's the time. And it'll be all over by 4:30. Just a reminder for our area, though, it's not going to get dark. So don't think we're going to see this whole path of totality. We're not. We have a partial eclipse, so you won't notice anything different if you didn't know it was happening. So shout out to the people who don't give a care. Today's for you.
Yeah.
You won't even know.
Not even going to be a factor for you.
But it's still cool to see what we can with the glasses or any of the tricks I just shared with you.
Hey, all right. I like the cracker one the best, though. I got to be honest with you.
Anything involves food.
Yeah.
Food and learning.
I'm going to take some of those peanut butter squeeze packs with me on my walk and some crackers.
Yeah, I can't wait to show my kid. I think it's going to be a great bonding time until he doesn't care. And he's waiting too long. And he's like, where's the moons?
Sat down on a bar stool like a darn fool. Yeah, man made a ball.
Man,
it's our favorite part.
7:12, coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to find out. Tonight is the NCAA championship game, and the champion dip round of the Ranch Roundup is coming up. The two who will be competing will be revealed at about 7:25.
I'm very excited for this moment. Again, feeling like keeper of the keys.
We're going live everywhere to do this at about 7:25. John Brown's Country Store, Ronnie's, Little Creek Diner, Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar. Two of those four are going to go up against each other in the champion dip round to find out who's got the best ranch in the triad according to you.
And it's been the Stokes County showdown for the last week, so we'll see how the ranch falls, how the ranch drips.
How the ranch pours, whatever.
Yeah, we're gonna find out who makes it to the next round, all right?
7:25.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
Sponsored by G&A.
It is that time to announce the two spots that will be competing for the best ranch in the triad, the champion dip round of the world famous Ranch Roundup.
I truthfully feel like all ears on us right now, Dale O. How many people are listening to know who's making it to this round?
Well, it's a big moment. We've been building up to this. Tonight's the NCAA championship game, and it's only appropriate that today we find out who's the champion dip round of the Ranch Roundup.
Now, we are live on Facebook and Instagram, of course, as well as here live on air.
Well, Annie is. I'm not.
Yeah, Dale's not. Dale's invisible. But last week, we had Little Creek Diner up against Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar and John Brown's Country Store against Ronnie's Restaurant in Madison. Those were our foodie four. The numbers, as of this morning, insane. It was a slaughtering. As I predicted, I think Dale also predicted this.
It was looking like a beatdown.
You guys really rallied the troops for the Ranch Roundup this year. I'm interested to see how this week's going to go. And without further ado, the two teams making it into our champion dip round are Little Creek Diner and John Brown's Country Store. That is your champion dip round. They beat Butt last week. 6-12 to 196 was what Little Creek did to Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar. And in return, John Brown's Country Store, 591 to 233 from Ronnie's Restaurant. Ronnie's, you did try this weekend very hard. We only had a few votes Friday night that did not change any of the standings. I promise you there was
not one bit.
No, not one bit. They were all under 50, okay? That makes anybody feel better. So I'm going to write this now on the board.
All right. It's becoming official now because it's going on to the bracket. Congratulations.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
John Brown's Country Store. And Little Creek going in. Is voting available now, or is that going to be later on
today? As soon as I hit this button, voting is live.
All right, so you'll have till Sunday midnight. That makes it fair. The same amount of time we've had to vote for all the other.
No, they won't, Dale.
They won't?
We end this Thursday. This ends Thursday.
On Thursday.
Friday, we announce the winner.
All right, so you got to get on it.
It's scary. It is scary. Monday, we will be delivering a beautiful plaque and dipping our way through the ranch dressing. Right. I'm excited for it.
Well, congratulations, John Brown's Country Store in King and Little Creek. Congratulations, you're the champion Dip Brown. You're going to be competing. You decide who has the best ranch and try it. If either one of these places is your favorite spot, we'll be able to start voting here in just a few minutes through Thursday midnight to decide who's going to be the champion. Wake up with the Wolf Show, and in case you just tuned in and just missed it, the champion dip round is set in the ranch roundup. It is John Brown's Country Store against Little Creek Diner, and you can start voting like ASAP and vote through Thursday. That's through Thursday midnight.
People were literally waiting for me to say voting was live. We've already got votes rolling in already. Okay. 2-2 currently, so we're tied. We're tied for the champion dip round right now.
All right. So we're going to segue from that to the eclipse and how to view the eclipse.
So all my tips I've been sharing this morning kind of are handy. If you don't have a pair of those glasses for the solar eclipse, you can find them. I know some local libraries have those, but if you don't get your hands on them, that's okay. Also, I heard Sonic was, if you buy the solar eclipse drink, you get a pair of the glasses, too. Mm. But I also don't know if you can trust those, just like the ones people buying off Amazon. Who knows if they're going to protect those little eyeballs of yours. So do not stare directly into the sun. Do not think that your sunglasses are going to do the job, because they're not. Protect your beautiful eyeballs. Protect your baby's eyeballs, because they're going to be totally interested in what's going on. And if you're not interested in this, guess what? You won't even know what's happening. You don't have to look.
It's going to be pretty uneventful here.
But there's a couple household items, like a colander can help you see the eclipse. What you'll do is take the colander and have the sunlight behind you shining through, casting the shadow on the ground, and you'll be able to look down at the ground and through all the holes in the colander see the crescent moons, which is pretty cool. Same thing, like I told Dale, if he's walking through the trees cast those shadows too, and you'll be able to see the crescent moons.
And what are the chances I'll be walking today?
100%, I'm sure. Yeah. And then, of course, you've got... you know, the Ritz crackers thing we were talking about, or any cracker, that even works too if your lighting is just right. And my favorite thing is, though, the cheater paper, the paper trick. So literally all you do, take a piece of paper. I got cardstock here in my hand. I put a dingy hole in the middle of it. I think the side of the scissors barely ripped through. I'm going to show live.
Looks like she just stabbed the piece of paper with a scissor blade.
Basically. And so I'm going to try to show an example here on live while I'm talking to you guys. So, Dale, you might have to speak for me so I don't have to yell.
All right. So she's got her little piece of paper that she stabbed a hole in with a pair of these dull scissors that we got. So if the scissors had been actually a good pair, it would have been cleaner.
So you see how there's a shadow here already on Facebook Live? So I'm going to use this light to kind of show you and hopefully not trip myself up.
Oh, she's...
But as you're doing it, you'll be able to put this through. The sun will be behind you. And on here, on the board, you see that circle ring in the middle of my square paper? That's going to act as the sun, the eclipse, the moon. And where that circle is on the whiteboard inside of my paper, like the shadow, that's where you're going to see that crescent moon come up. So it'll be really cool. It'll cast that crescent shadow in there. And it's just another way. Of course, you'll be doing it facing the ground. Not on a whiteboard like what I was just showing you, but yeah. I thought that was the best way in studio to kind of cast a shadow.
That's a good example of how that's done.
So, yes, where you could see the square on here, there was a light shining through, and that's where you'll see the crescent moon. So 3:11 is our peak. It's not going to get dark. You'll just see the shadows.
She was in the backyard saying it was a little past nine.
All right. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Somebody won the Powerball. In the drawing that was delayed Saturday night, the drawing was ended up delayed for several hours because of some procedures that weren't completed that have to be completed before all the numbers are verified. The winning ticket was sold in Portland, Oregon. One winner matched all the numbers to win the $1.3 billion. If they take the cash option, it'll be a check to them for $621 million. In Oregon, you cannot remain anonymous if you win the lottery, so they will have to identify themselves. Here are your winning numbers in the Powerball. Check to see if you got any of them. 22, 27, 44, 52, 69. The Powerball was 9.
I can't believe someone matched all the numbers. And when I woke up Sunday, I said, of course there was some delay in the winner. Of course something had to happen because it hit $1 billion.
Yeah. Again, the check to them will be for $621 million if they choose the cash option. They can take the annuity to get the full $1.3 billion. They get the single payment up front, and then the payments increase every year after that.
Yeah, we were sitting there just kind of daydreaming Saturday night, hoping we were going to be the lucky ones. We bought those digital tickets. Stupidly, I always remember the digital, I don't feel like ever win. Ever.
You got to be there. I'll be honest with you. If you want to play a lottery game, it's going to pay off. Play the $20 scratch-offs. Those are the ones that pay. Again, the numbers, if you want to check them, 22, 27, 44, 52, 69, and the Powerball was 9.
I've seen 69 come up a lot this weekend with winnings, just like the chicken poop bingo I was at yesterday. Yeah.
Lucky number.
Let your boys be country. Let them keep that.
It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Happy birthday to all the local celebrities of the Triad celebrating their special days today. And I promise you, I am excited. I have just lost my voice this weekend. So here we
are. Don't push it. Don't push
it. I'm not going to go crazy.
I got your mic up a little hot. So
I might need you to end the birthdays for me, Dale, if you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
Okay. Celebrating today, Victoria Powell of Reedsville is 13. Chloe Wall of Pilot Mountain is 14. I love this name. Ireland Slyke of High Point is 14. Hope you have a great day.
Pretty name.
It is. Nikki Freeman of High Point, Jennifer Glenn of Graham, Amber Taylor of Mount Airy, Anna Bavona of Winston-Salem. Would have never made it through one of my classes at Forsyth Tech, my psychology class, without her by my side. So shout out to Anna. Hope you have a
great
day.
Always good to have a private tutor.
Megan Powell of Clemens, Scott McBride of Lexington, and Dale's cousin Amy Owens of Stokes County celebrating today.
Happy birthday, Amy.
Along with Jeff Bullington, and we missed one on Friday or two. Kaysen and Jax turned 3 on Friday from Stoneville, and your auntie loves you.
I bet they're cute. Is that it?
That's it.
Now, just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you.
I got the Tucson to
Tucson, too late, new country now on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. That's Jordan Davis. Good morning to you. It's 8:07. Here we go. Tickets to see Parker McCollum at the White Oak Amphitheater. Where? The White Oak Amphitheater. Yeah. It's right there near South Greensboro Coliseum. I don't know where that's at. I've never even heard of that thing. Well, it's down there, and it's hidden down in there behind the trees. I swear you would never know it. If you don't travel over there in a helicopter, you'd never know that.
Really? I swear. I never knew this like 3 years ago, and they were like, hey, we're having a show there. And I was like, we are? Where?
Yeah,
Charlotte? Where?
No, it's here.
Yeah, it is here.
So that's what we're doing today, and I have a secret star for you today. So here, identify this secret star. Do not shout out the answer.
And paper ready, Dale.
All right. Who is this person, this secret star for Parker McCollum tickets at the White Oak Amphitheater in Greensboro? Who is this?
You guys know how hard it is to keep a secret.
Now, if you don't get that, the first caller don't get that.
You better play it again. I'm almost there.
She's got her eyes closed. And I've always say, keep your eyes closed. It's easier to focus. Here we go again. Who is this secret star?
You guys know how hard it is to keep a secret.
Are you serious?
It's on the tip.
Are you kidding me with this?
I'm going to put down my initial guess.
Yes.
Okay. It almost doesn't sound like that person.
Well, you got to make it. There's got to be some level of difficulty.
I know, Dalo.
Again.
You guys know how hard it is to keep a secret.
All right, what caller are we going to take? We're just going to take the first one.
Yeah, first one to get it.
First one to get it right. First one at 799 Wolf got the Parker McCollum tickets for Greensboro. Come on, we waiting for you.
My girl is banging. She's so low maintenance.
All right, here we go. This is a secret star today, all right? And I said when I played this that the first person doesn't get this on the first play, something's wrong. You're not paying attention. Today's secret star for Parker McCollum tickets, who is this?
You guys know how hard it is to keep a secret.
Andy, go ahead and admit, how many plays did it take you to get that?
2, because the first one I thought, but I needed to make sure on the second play.
Okay. How many?
It took me 2 times of listening.
Okay. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Who is that secret star?
Is it The Rock?
It is The Rock. See?
All right. You were right. It was that easy, Dale.
So easy. First play. I bet you had it on the first play, didn't you?
Yeah.
All right. What's your name?
Brandon.
Brandon, congratulations. Tickets to see Parker McCollum at the White Oak Amphitheater, Greensboro. We're going to see you there.
All right. Thank you.
Hang on the line. She's going to tell you all about it.
All right.
The Wake Up with the Wolf Show on 93.1 The Wolf.
Lumos
3, 2, 1.
Are you ready?
3.
Today's
2,
top
1.
3.
Go.
Number 1 for today's top 3. We're jumping right into a grand opening. Dive Bar opens for the first time Wednesday, April 17th. They're in Winston-Salem. They have a couple locations across the... Well, they have one in High Point, Hickory, a couple other locations. And they're really cool because they're like a 21 and up arcade experience. They got billiards and basketball, pinball, darts, arcade games like Guitar Hero. And
Guitar Hero!
Some of the locations, like I know the High Point one, are allow kids until like 8 or 9. So I don't know about the new Winston one or not, because I know some places do allow kids, some places don't with the dive bars.
Yeah,
so.
But do they have sit-down Space Invaders?
I don't know, Dale.
This was one of my favorite games. Sit down Space Invaders, like a Space Invaders table.
They probably do.
Awesome.
The grand opening kicks off at 5 p.m. on the 17th. It's a free RSVP. You just go to their website to say who you're attending, and you're automatically entered for some door prizes for merchandise and gift cards. And they've got food and drink, alcoholic beverages, non-alcoholic beverages, and then the kitchen that operates throughout the weekend. And they serve pizza, tacos, pretzel bites, and more. So that's on Birch Street in Winston-Salem. Grand opening is the 17th, so it might be a fun future date night for you out in Winston.
Pretzel bites dipped in mustard.
Absolutely. Mm. Number 2 on the top 3, it's free sandwich month. We love to see it. One of our favorite fast food joints is Arby's.
Love them.
If you're sleeping on Arby's, now's the time to wake up.
Yeah.
Get woke and try Arby's.
And jam on Arby's.
It's delicious. You can get one free sandwich, wrap, or gyro hero with any purchase every week, Monday to Sunday in April. So they mean what they say, and they say what they mean. Any purchase. You can get fries, an apple turnover, I'm sure just a Diet Coke.
And get that free sandwich.
And get that free sandwich. That's right. And that's any of its sandwiches, wraps, or gyro heroes.
So good. I would have a hard time deciding on which one I would get.
To score your weekly deal, just create the Arby's Rewards account. Use the Arby's app. It's once a week in April. So 4 free sandwiches by the end of the month.
I'm just thinking about it.
And number 3 now to round out today's top 3, one you all been waiting for, Morgan Wallen last night, if you hadn't heard yet, was arrested and charged because he threw a chair off the top of Chief's Bar, which is Eric Church's newest bar that just opened up. So we're already getting some publicity off of that.
I will throw his chair off and see if it hits anybody.
So last night around 10:53 p.m., there were some officers that were standing in front of Chief's Bar on Broadway when they saw a chair drop from above and hit the ground, and it landed approximately 3 feet away from where they were standing. There were 3 officers out there. They spoke to the security guard who said, pointed finger, it's Wallen. Morgan Wallen, he's up there. He did it. Well, they reviewed the security footage, and it was Morgan. You see him lunge forward while throwing an object from the 6th-story rooftop, and it can be seen flying from the top of the building. And there were witnesses that also told the officers that they were standing to the right of Wallen when they saw him pick up the chair before throwing it and then laughing. So funny to almost murder people. Love that.
It's hilarious.
They charged him with 3 counts of reckless endangerment, 1 for each officer who was near the chair, and 1 for danger of the general public. He was also charged with disorderly conduct. Come on, Bo. Come on, dog.
Grow up, man. Grow up.
I mean,
you got a good thing going. Let's keep it going.
Right.
Don't wreck it by being dumb.
And I just want you to know that the internet does what the internet does. He couldn't leave them Broadway chairs alone. And you know, he can see him sitting in the back of a cop car banging his head on the window. I mean, your songs just lend yourself to this, pal. But my favorite, I threw a chair off this bar. I should have done a parody, honestly.
I'll expect that done by tomorrow.
Oh, COB with my lost voice. You got it.
Yeah, it'd be great. Can't wait to hear it.
In my...
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. There was your winner last night in the CMT Video Music Awards for Female Video of the Year. Lainey Wilson won for that song, Watermelon Moonshine. It's Eclipse Day. Sun's coming through right now pretty strong.
And I'm just going to go ahead and say, if you didn't know we were having an eclipse, you still won't know if you have no interest in it. You right. won't. There will be no difference, but maybe a couple extra clouds around 3:11, 3:15 this afternoon. Yeah. And that's when the partial solar eclipse will begin. It starts around 2, peaks around 3:15 locally, ends by 4:30. As always, please be safe when it comes to this. Do not wear your eclipse viewing glasses while you're driving a vehicle. Please don't just stop in the middle of the roadway to view it. Please don't pull off on an exit ramp to view it.
Don't call 911 because you think something weird's happening. It's not.
Nothing weird's happening. Don't trust your sunglasses. Don't look directly at the sun. And if you got some backwoods glasses from the guy at the Walmart in Kernersville who's selling them right now in the parking lot with his Toyota Corolla and his little cardboard sign, they probably aren't going to protect your eyes.
Don't worry. Don't think you're going to have a pair of Ray-Bans on driving down the road at 85 miles an hour watching the eclipse.
It's not happening. No. And it's not happening to the natural eye either. I mean, even with the glasses, you'll be lucky if you can get a glimpse of what's going on. But basically, I got some ways you can view it because these are few and far between. These glasses are hard to find such short notice. You can make a pinhole projector. I did that on Facebook Live this morning. All I did was stab a hole through a piece of paper. And when the light comes through, it reflects a shadow on the ground and you'll see a crescent moon. Same thing with a colander or a strainer.
Notice how aggressive she is. She didn't say punched a hole. She said stabbed a
hole. I did. I'm looking at it
right now. Stabbed it. I stabbed it.
It was stabbed with a scissors. You can also see the shadows under the trees. If you're out for a walk or a hike or whatever and the sun is above you and the trees are casting a shadow, you'll be able to see little crescents everywhere.
I'm going to be out there.
Dale is. I'm sure he'll get a picture of some shadows on the ground if he can.
They added 12 miles this weekend.
Wow.
And one walk was 12 miles.
I'm proud of you. Thanks. Way to have free time.
Maybe I'll try to do it again today.
And then, you know, lastly, you can use like a Ritz or a saltine cracker. Anything with a small hole like that will project that sunshine and through it onto the ground, and you'll see the crescent moon, which will be really, really cool. It's safe for the kids that way. You don't have everybody hurting their neck, staring up at the sky.
I put a sleeve of Ritz crackers in my little walking backpack today.
I know you will.
Good cracker.
And I just saw something new, which I thought was really, really cool. You can now, after the eclipse is done, don't throw away your glasses. If you have legitimate glasses, if your eyes didn't burn to the sun, you can donate them to the Latin American children who are going to enjoy their own eclipse in August. And you can send them to Eclipse Glasses USA. And as long as they ship before August 1st, they can be sent to these kids so that they can also enjoy the eclipse when it comes around in Latin America. And I have that address if you're interested. But you can just search Eclipse Glasses USA. And I'm sure that the address will pop up for it. But how cool is that to repurpose? You know, reduce, reuse, recycle.
Yeah. And that's if the kids are not going, I'm sick of this. Come see the picture I drew on the bathroom wall.
That's definitely what my kid's going to be doing today. Mom, I don't care.
Yeah, it's boring.
Mom, I got to pee.
I'm out.
Mom just farted. That's exactly how it'll go with Frank.
That's right, because everything's about that.
That's his favorite thing to say. I just farted.
At that age. Okay. That's you're exactly right.
Just look at the eclipse, son. Dang.
Look. This is science. Trying to teach you some science. Hey, here's our new favorite song from our new favorite guy. His name is Zach Top. Unusual name, Top, T-O-P. That's his last name, Zach Top. Sounds like the radio on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
Well, the day I was born, the doc couldn't believe. Burn it down.
It looked like ranch dressing.
Must be the ranch dressing.
Ranch dressing.
I know. Ranch dressing.
Yes. We've been all about it. It's been the ranch roundup, and we're down to the champion dip round. Champion dip round.
I feel like this has gone by so fast, yet we've been doing this forever.
Yeah, I know. It always that way. This is the third year, but boy, what a year it's been. I've never seen such furious voting and such mobilizing of the troops by some of these people.
Oh, yeah. And we're down to Little Creek Diner and John Brown's Country Store and Grill. One's in Germantown. One's in Kang. Look at us.
So, we got a showdown. going on. Stokes County been very active. Very active.
Mm-hmm.
On the map in the Ranch Roundup. And now it's the champion dip. Voting going on through Thursday.
Yes. Yes.
Midnight.
The plaque has been ordered.
Yes. It's fake wood, but real plastic. And it's going to be nice.
And then I designed the page that goes in there when we have the winner. And we'll know that Friday morning. We'll unveil that. Currently, just checking in on the standings. Little Creek's up 79 votes to John Brown's 52.
Ooh.
It's just the first, two hours of voting.
Never underestimate that John Brown's crowd. I'm going to tell you right now.
Oh, no.
They vote furiously.
Someone has been making some videos of both the businesses. If you want to check them out for yourself, you want to add in a vote just to help out. If you see one that you're like, okay, I saw something in this video I like better than the other. I've never been, but I'm going to vote for them. Any vote helps. You can do that. 931wolfcountry.com.
Those two videos I saw were really well done.
They were nicely done. So shout out to the guy who helped put those together, who works for some tourism out there.
Yeah, he's on the tourism board or the whatever. But yeah, did a couple of great videos. Get your voting done. And remember, it's through Thursday midnight at 931wolfcountry.com.
No time to dilly-dally. You got to get those votes in.
Cast your votes. Oh, it's going to be good. I can't wait to find out. It's a few more days to go.
The road's got me rolling 6 days.
Couple of other eclipse things today. Just so you know, the next one will be 2045.
Oh, wow.
That'll be the next eclipse.
Dale, you think you'll be alive to see that one?
I don't know. We'll see. Maybe if I keep walking.
20 years? Yeah, you'll probably still be kicking.
Yeah, I think
only
so.
Only the good die young, Dale.
Right.
That's why we're still here.
So I know I ain't going to.
That's right.
That Delta flight that was going to go from Austin to Detroit, they did sell the last few seats. They sold for $1,100 one way.
Stop it.
Yep.
One way?
Yeah, one way.
Yeah, good luck getting back, boys. Hope y'all enjoyed the flight.
NASA is doing a big study today to find out how an eclipse affects animals. You know, because a lot of times, you know, wildlife acts funny when that happens because they think it's night or whatever. It's kind of weird, so.
Isn't it quick, though? How long and how dark will it be in the places that are seeing full totality?
I don't know, but not long.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't take an animal long to go, wait, what's going on?
Wait, this is weird. Blink that little eyes. Wait a second.
Wait, what? Also, there's a couple of places have some deals today in terms of restaurants. Burger King has buy one, get one Whoppers today.
Oh, pro tip.
Chili's has a free appetizer deal, and Pizza Hut has a $12 pizza deal called Total Eclipse of the Hut.
I was waiting for someone to go off of that one.
Yeah, Total Eclipse of the Hut. That's the $12 deal today at Pizza Hut.
I saw that Grandfather Mountain is hosting a solar eclipse viewing event. So they said that basically all of their programming today between 11 and 3:30 will be focused around the solar and lunar eclipses. And they're very excited to have such a rare phenomenon and connect it to their programming. But they said that in addition to the theme programs, they have a designated area set up to view the eclipse. The location, they'll determine that later today, just waiting to see how wind factors in and stuff like that. But they said that you can bring small foldable chairs to this location to watch it, and the first 100 guests will receive a complimentary pair of solar eclipse glasses with their admission. They'll also have the glasses on sale in the Wilson Center for Nature Discovery's gift shop and the Top Shop. So they got them there available for purchase at Grandfather Mountain.
Okay, all right. So, once in a...
Maybe check your local libraries. I don't know. And see if they have them. That's the only hint I'm giving you.
They might. That's it for the Wake Up of the Wolf Show. Katie's coming in next. Well, the champion dip round is set. John Brown's Country Store against Ronnie's. So
against Little Creek, you had it.
Did I have it right?
Yeah, you had it right first time. Oh, Little Creek Diner.
Cool. All right, so be sure to vote. Then you got to vote by Thursday midnight.
Yes.
Thursday midnight.
The plaque has been ordered. We will announce on Friday and deliver next Monday. I'm very excited for all of the things to come.
All right.
Speaking of things to come, the eclipse. is happening later on today. 3:11 is about our time.
Don't look at it. Don't stare at it. Don't do it while you're driving. Don't park on a ramp. Don't stop on the freeway.
Lord have mercy. Just act like it didn't even happen, okay?
Exactly. Say goodbye, Annie.
Goodbye.
Leave you a little George Strait. Have yourself a great Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.